Welcome to The Clopen Effect, a retail podcast. Thanks for hanging out with us today. I'm your host, Meredith.
And I'm your host, Cass.
Let's have some fun. So I looked up a clopen set on Wikipedia, and it's a whole bunch of words that I don't get because I work retail.
I don't understand them either.
A set is closed if its complement is open, which leaves the possibility of an open set whose complement is also open, making both sets both open and closed, and therefore clopen.
No.
What?
No. A clopen is when you close the store, restaurant, whatever you work at, and you come back and open it again.
Yeah.
That is a clopen.
Yeah. So you now I think there's some rule that you're supposed to have like 10 hours in between, but I've never had a clopen with 10 hours in between.
I think Illinois law is 8 hours. I could be wrong. I mean, I'm lucky, you know, if you get 6, maybe 4 hours of sleep with that. So
all I know is that every time I walked in on the opening part after a clopen, people would say, "Ooh, you look tired."
Yeah.
Thanks.
Duh, because I was here all night. Thanks. Thanks for letting me know I look like crap.
How long have we known each other?
So, I think we've known each other about 10 years now, right?
I think I started in 2011.
We started working at the same place together.
Yeah.
And you walked in one day and, like, took over, and I was more than happy. Someone stepped up to the plate.
You know what's really neat? I didn't have a job at the time. And I looked around, and I thought, man, all these people have been here for 10 years. They're all, I don't know how long the store was open, but.
Yeah, probably. Probably about, no, not that long, but.
And I asked someone there, I said, you know what? It's always the same people here. You guys must love it here. I said, do you ever hire? And she said, yeah, there's a hiring fair tomorrow. I walked in, that was it.
Walked in and got the job.
Yeah, 3 interviews later, and that was it. I was on the register.
Yeah, so. I had a friend that was working there that was pregnant. And she said, hey, if you're looking for a job, they're looking to replace me. So I kind of got the same thing, you know.
And where did you start?
I started as a cashier, and I actually got written up in my first week.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then I worked there for 10 years after that.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I started as a cashier, too, as part-time, and then they kept calling me.
Yeah.
Because I had open availability.
Exactly. Because anybody who's worked retail knows they like to change a schedule.
Yeah.
They like to call you on your day off. God forbid you get 12 hours of your own mind without beeping going on.
Yeah.
You know?
I remember dreaming of the beeps.
Oh, yeah. People would ask me if I dreamed of the beeps. No, I never dreamt of the beeps. Yeah. I was, once I left, the beeps were gone.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I would wake up in the middle of the night telling people how much they owed me.
You're like, beep, beep.
$23.56.
Yeah. So, yeah. But my main thing in my 10 years, so really.
Retail
my career.
There you
my
go.
Career, my whole life career. Really, I've put 20 years of customers.
Yeah.
I was a waitress. I was a bartender. Then I started cashiering. So, and I spent most of my time there in customer
service.
You know,
and it's the perfect job for someone like you. But you're so personable.
Yeah.
You know, you can walk into a room and just make friends. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter where you go.
I'm just really loud and obnoxious.
Okay, so I'm going to talk to the Golden Girls for a second. We love the Golden Girls.
We love the Golden Girls.
So, there's an episode that I just saw last week that reminded me of Cassandra. And Blanche walks into a bar, and she says, hi, guys. And everyone says, hey, Blanche. That
of
is you.
Of course it's Blanche. I'm not a hoe, but.
That is absolutely. You walk into a room, they're like, what up?
Yeah.
They all know you. They know your family. They know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, all
well,
this kind
that's
of
what
stuff.
Happens when you never leave the county you were basically born in. So.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But it's also because you had the retail. Everybody knew you.
Yes. I still have people. Will see me out and about, you know, and I haven't worked at that specific place for a while now.
Yeah.
And they still like, you look really familiar. And I'm like, yeah, I used to ring up your groceries for you, you know, so.
I actually got a Facebook message from someone saying, are you still there?
Oh
I haven't seen you in a while.
Oh
and I said,
gosh.
No, I moved over, you know, to another retail job.
That's
and,
funny.
Yeah.
They just keep going there like, oh, man, she must be off
today.
Yeah,
I must be missing her.
Really?
Every
for 4 years? No, because we were there like 13 hours a day,
oh,
seven
yeah, definitely.
Days a week. So.
Yep. All right, so let's talk second shift.
Oh,
so you do the clopen, right?
It's the worst.
My shifts were always 1 to 11 and then get back by 7,
yes.
right?
Yes.
And second shift, You'd get so mad at them, right? Because you would think they did nothing. Yes. Why does every shift blame the other shift?
It is. It's a vicious cycle where third shift didn't do their job. So now first shift has to clean up after them.
Yeah.
And then first shift doesn't get their stuff done. So second shift comes in and has to clean up after them. Especially, I don't know if you guys have ever worked at a 24-hour place, but that was a constant battle.
Yep.
Constant. So thankfully, I didn't have to work too many overnights there, only a couple times.
I did for a couple weeks. I had to fill in for somebody. Ugh, man, is it tough.
I'd throw up.
Yep.
Nope. It was so tough to do that.
I would show up. I'd be like, I got this. This is easy.
Oh, yeah.
And then like
about
everyone
3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. You start seeing ghosts in the back room. What was that?
I'm hearing voices. Things are ringing.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
I don't know how you guys do it, but full respect for the overnighters.
Yes,
that's for sure.
Yes, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just want to say to everybody listening right now, if you are any sort of essential worker, bless your heart.
Absolutely.
Because it's been a rough year.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. Lots of hours put in.
Yes.
You know, just front line. Yeah. Minimum pay.
We were used to the minimal pay, but then, you know, risking our lives for it. Great. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
We appreciate you.
Let's have a pizza party. Oh, did that stir up a memory? Oh, you guys are so great. You had such a great quarter. Here's some pizza.
Yeah. Show me the money, man.
Yeah.
Is there money on the pizza?
Yeah. That's like PTSD. I don't even like pizza anymore.
We don't eat pizza ever when we get together.
No. No, it's tacos.
Yeah, it's not
tacos. We have tacos. Yeah. We never got tacos.
So no one's probably worked at a taco place because we can always have tacos when we're all together. So.
Yeah, yeah. Although I was in the restaurant business for a while, so I do have horror stories about that, but that's not what this is about, so we won't get into that.
So when you were in the restaurant business, did you do clopins too, or was it
Yeah. Okay. Oh, God, yeah. You would close Friday night fish fry.
Oh,
you would open Saturday morning for breakfast,
yes.
And you'd go out and party all night, and then you'd come in Sunday morning for breakfast, you know?
Yeah,
and
a long
then
weekend.
You were dead.
And then you would hope for Monday to be off,
yes.
But then they would call you
yes.
in. You'd do it all over
exactly.
again.
Exactly. Yep, because somebody got the brew flu. So then you had to come in, work another shift, filling tartar sauces. That was my favorite. Rolling silverware. That's the best.
I never worked in the food industry.
Oh, good for you.
Once again, full respect.
Yes, good
I'm
for you.
I'm always nice to people.
Yes.
Always
well,
nice
you know
to
what?
People, no matter
and
what restaurant.
Hopefully, I'm sure in the future here, we will have an episode called Karens.
Yeah.
We are not Karens because we've worked in customer service and we understand what it's like to be treated like a piece of crap, basically.
Yeah. Yep.
So
I tell everyone, work retail 1 month.
Yep.
Just do it for one month.
No.
You will absolutely understand.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, they couldn't handle it.
Most
and then
can't
they would
handle
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It
I would think they would understand
kind.
More.
Either you're special in the head or special in the heart to work retail.
I'd like to say that we're special in the heart. Well, actually, we need to, definitely special in the heart.
This podcast is proudly sponsored by My Match Bar. Let's face it, we are always on the go. We are always trying to find ways to stay healthy with healthy snacking. The truth is, women and men need different vitamins and nutrients to maintain their active lifestyles and feel their best. My Match Bar has discovered the essentials and created custom bars men and women can all feel good about. The number one ingredient in all Match Bars is whole roasted almonds. The protein source is the vegetable protein, pea crisps. Then add ingredients like blueberries, high antioxidant dark chocolate, organic honey, blue agave fiber. Amazing. Learn all about My Match Bar at mymatchbar.com. And some real fun news, at checkout, enter code CLOPEN21, that's CLOPEN21, to receive 25% off your order. If you purchase 2 boxes in one transaction, they'll throw in free shipping. mymatchbar.com. You can also find them on Amazon and read their great reviews.
So Meredith, tell everyone how you came up with this awesome podcast idea. Yes.
Because I've listened to podcasts for years. You know, crime podcasts, stories, uplifting ones. Yeah.
Murder podcasts.
Yeah, when I get stuck by the trains all the time, I'm always listening to something. So I thought, you know what? Let's talk funny. Let's talk shop.
Yeah.
Let's talk retail. So
hopefully future episodes will have a couple guests that want to
include
some of their crazy
stories. Oh, it'll be so fun. A lot of people that I've told.
Yeah.
They said, well, if you ever need a guest, I have some funny stories. So we'll just have to do a funny story, customer service, grocery, perishables, whatever.
Yes.
Well, we'll talk all that funny stuff.
So. Everyone wants to be on this show.
Yeah. It's been a year in the making. A lot of messages back and forth and just real fun ideas. So
I'm pretty excited about
Me
it.
Me too. All right, back to Clopins now.
Yes.
So how are they created? You have 200 plus people on the grocery side, or how many cashiers are there usually?
We had literally 87 cashiers.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
To cover three
shifts.
And
of course you have, less leadership, right? You have one or two, three leaders for the front end or for the grocery side, but somehow someone always gets stuck with the Clopins.
And one bad apple can make your life a living hell.
That's true.
Sure.
Someone that doesn't want to do Clopins or, is maybe even someone that's
doesn't like you.
Your leader. And you never know, right? We all have them. We all have them. Let's just admit it.
Yes.
It's always.
Yes.
But.
So yeah, you get that one bad leader that decides, I'm going to give them an 8-hour break between shifts. They can handle it.
Yeah.
You have the nice ones that would ask you like, oh, hey, I'm really sorry, but can you cover this? And you'd be like,
I never had that conversation.
No?
I always would just look at my schedule and be like, oh, cool, 2 Clopins this week.
I open,
my butt will be dragging.
Open, close, open, and close. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no life.
I have no life.
Oh, and by the way, that's Thursday through Monday. So.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
No weekend life. No.
No. I got really used to going to the bank and all that kind of stuff on Tuesdays.
It was kind of nice. Mm-hmm. Now we work a job Monday through Friday.
Yep. Yep.
It's still retail related, but, it's better.
4 years ago when I moved over to this job, knowing that I was going to have nights and weekends free and holidays free, I thought, what? It took me the first year to actually get used to it. I'd be up early Saturday morning. All right, let's go to work.
Yes.
Wait, no, not till Monday.
Yes. It's weird now.
Yeah.
So for those of you that don't know, me and Meredith used to work together and now we work together again. So she.
With a few other friends that we just kind of keep, taking
she,
over the world.
She took me to the other side, which I'm very thankful for. But I recently requested some time off, and you denied it. And I thought, oh, my God, why did she deny it? And Meredith calls me and says, well, you requested
Saturday and Sunday.
And I said, I need those days, too. And she goes, you're already off those days. Holy smokes.
Yep.
My mind was blown.
We escaped the retail schedule.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was all worth it right there. Nights and weekends off. I don't care. I'd take a $5 pay cut for that. So, you have those few coworkers that they're always by your side.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the ones that get you through the Clopins. Mm-hmm. But then you have those other coworkers. You got the always late.
Yeah.
The always calling off.
Yeah. Running to the time clock.
Yes. Watching the clock. I have to go to the bathroom every 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Then why didn't you stay home if it's that bad?
It's never that bad.
Those were the people that made the Clopins just unbearable.
Yeah.
So you had your tribe, I called it. Mm-hmm. That's my tribe. It's people who got me through it.
Yeah.
I'm a smoker. They take me out on smoke breaks. They have a smoke cast. Okay. Let's go smoke. Oh, I hate that person.
Of course I had the few people that wouldn't show up. And
You'd
hire them and then you'd be like, oh, are they going to show up? And they never do. So you don't even have the relationship with them.
You get that at any job, I think.
Yeah.
So. Maybe more in retail.
I would definitely think there's a revolving door in retail.
Because we get pretty desperate. So
but
we'll
you know
hire
what? You get
anybody.
That group. You get your core people. And I'm just talking in one department. Of course, there's more in all the other departments. But you just get those people that show up no matter what. Even if they're sick, darn them.
Yeah. Well,
get
now.
Get me sick. Yeah. don't do that now.
Dare.
Yeah, stay home now. But, back in the day.
Yeah, 2 years ago, nobody cared if you were sick.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care
show
if you're
up.
Sick. You better get here now.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. So, I have to say that I had such a great team.
Well, and it was all those people that you met that day that you were checking out and said, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Are you guys hiring? And then.
And it was because I saw that. They were all the same.
Yeah, we can walk in there today and still
see. And it's still,
quite a few of those people.
I walk in and I hear people say, when are you coming back? I'm like,
yeah.
I'm running out of here. I'm just grabbing some milk.
People ask me that too.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm sorry, no. No, thanks. Then I get asked a lot, or are you hiring where you're working now? Absolutely not.
No.
No,
I can't give you my secrets.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Nope. I didn't like you when I worked here.
terrible.
I'm not getting a job where I work now.
Anyway, so got myself up at 5:30 a.m. to go start at 7 a.m. and nope.
That's the absolute worst, especially if you go in on your day off.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Because, I have seen it happen.
Yeah, days don't really mean anything once you work retail.
So I don't know if it was at where we worked or not, but if you, or if it was at the place I worked at before, but if you swiped your badge and you weren't on the schedule, it would tell you you're not on the schedule.
Oh, no. Where we worked at together.
Okay, all right.
That it would just let you clock in. They were like, oh, good, okay. You're here. We'll find something for you to do. Yeah, great. I can work 24 hours today, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah. Days don't really matter in retail.
Yeah.
It's nothing.
Gosh, that's the worst feeling.
Because you could have slept in.
I know people can relate to.
For
let
sure.
us know on Instagram if you can, the Clopin Effect, a retail podcast, is on Instagram. Let us know if you can relate to that. I know there's other people out there. We cannot be the only ones that read our schedules wrong.
No.
I want to hear about it.
Especially when it fluctuates so much, right?
Oh, definitely.
You wake up in the morning and you go, what day is it? What time do I work? Am I late? Am I early? I have no idea.
And this could just be me always a worrier, but I would take a picture of the schedule. You know, take three pictures of the schedule because they would change it on you. And then every day or before I would go to sleep, I'd check. Okay, am I opening?
Yes.
Am I second shift? Am I, you know, and then they throw a couple third shifts in on you and then you'll forget it.
People would say, what time do you work on Thursday? I'd be like, I don't even know what day it is today. If tomorrow is Thursday, I will know before I go to bed.
Yeah, exactly.
When I check my schedule. What time do Surprise! I have to, you know, I don't know. Don't ask me so many questions about words that have to do with days. My life is not, no.
Oh, man, I just always remember if I had opened after those clopins, you know, I would close and, you know, you can't settle down, right? So you work till 11, you get home, you want to watch, well, now it's TikTok, right?
Or oh, gosh.
Yeah.
It's taken over my life. TikTok 2020 has taken over my life. Anyways.
So you got to settle down, right? You either have to have a snack or, you know, some people have a beer, whatever. And then you got to watch some shows. Well, by that time, it's 2 a.m.
Yes, 2:30. And you have to be up at 5.
Yeah, and you have to be up at 5 to go start your shift. Oh, you're a zombie that next day.
Yes.
You're a zombie.
You know,
it's
the
crazy.
First couple of hours, like sometimes I felt like, oh, if I only get 3 or 4 hours, like I'm actually really productive.
Yeah.
I was lying to myself.
Yeah.
I would be productive for the first 20 minutes I was there, and then I just drink coffee and any energy drinks the rest of the day.
Yeah. So much coffee for me. So much. I don't do the energy drinks, but holy cow, do I do the coffee. So I'm laughing at us right now because we were just at a store. Was it Tuesday that I
Oh my God. Don't ask me what day
it was. And we're in the middle of produce. Chat. And this happens. And that customer came up to us and said, all right, I looped the store.
I've been here for an hour.
And you girls are still here talking. And here I got this microphone in front of me and I can't think of shit to say. then we go out to the parking lot. We went out to the parking lot and with this Jeep or what it was.
Yeah, you know, something. Kind of Jeep. Just started very fast backing up to us, and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, you're like, watch out, what's this guy doing? He rolls down his window, the same guy goes, now you took it out to the parking lot?
He's like, I hope you're getting closer to home. I'm like, no, it's only 10 a.m.
We got lots of hours still to work.
Yeah.
But it's so funny because you put this microphone in front of me, and I'm like, what? I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say.
I don't know.
We had no problem chatting on Tuesday
when
the customer saw us. That's funny. Oh, man.
It'll get easier.
It's funny, you know, you work at a store, no matter what you do, whether you're a vendor or, you know, a team member there or whatever, and all the customers think you work there no matter what. You know?
Oh, my gosh.
I'll be on my day off. You know, I'll be at a store walking through, and I must just look like I know what I'm doing. I have people that come up to me and say, hey, can you tell me where ketchup is?
Yep.
I'm like, I don't work here, but I can help you. Hold on
my
a second.
My grandma said we must smell of retail.
Yeah, right.
It's a stank you never lose, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Maybe because I make eye contact with people. You know, I'm just so used to saying, hi, good morning, good afternoon.
Because we're friendly.
You know, have a good day. You know, and so they just walk up to you. I can't tell you how many times that happens to me.
Yeah, same.
I don't know what it is.
I don't work there, so I just give them a dirty look.
Yeah, and for me, it doesn't matter. I have a local, you know, grocery store that I go to here that I've never worked at before. I only visit there.
Yeah.
And someone will walk up to me and say, hey, can you tell me where the eggs are? I'm like, down over there, I think.
Probably because I see you there every week.
Oh, yeah, and
stuff.
What do I do? You know, I don't know where they're at, but let's find someone that knows. Here, I'll just show you. Let me just show you.
I think it's aisle 42.
That's a big store.
Just kidding. They don't have an aisle 42.
Just get away from me, please. I'm trying to shop for my family.
Just leave me alone. I don't work retail anymore. Or better known as the reek of retail is what we have.
Oh, I hate to bring up, you know, coronavirus and COVID and stuff, but I swear people think that just because you're wearing masks, you can't smell their farts.
Sorry. Oh, we smell it.
Stop doing that to us.
Yeah, no. I think some people, it doesn't even matter about the masks. I think they were that way always.
Oh, gosh.
There's really some dirty people out there. Yeah. A lot of times they bring in those reusable bags, and they're just covered in cat hair cat pee, and it's like...
Well, I've heard that you get used to the smell of that.
Oh, I'm sure.
I've heard from owners that you can't smell that on yourself. It's almost like when you wear a perfume that you can't smell, but other people can smell. You're like, oh, really? I still smell this afternoon.
Oh, really? So I think it smells like cat pee.
Parfum de cat pee or whatever. I'm not French, so I have no idea. Someone help me out there.
I don't know.
Yeah, I would just see the bags start coming. I'm like, oh, man. You know, you'd go to shake them out and there'd be hair everywhere.
Yeah. At least now we're free to walk around.
Yeah.
When you were a cashier, you were literally stuck there to smell them. Mm-hmm. And how about, like, you're cashiering, so you're facing one way, but there's people checking out behind you, and they fart behind you. And then all of a sudden you're like, what the hell is that smell? And you turn around and you're just like,
oh, forget it.
Thanks, dude.
Why
and
so
I'm
rude?
Stuck in this little 2-foot area, you know? Now people are going to think it was me.
Okay, so let's just talk about how now they're all enclosed. You know, the
oh, my God.
Now what do you do?
Oh, my God. I could not imagine. Oh.
At least we had free space when we were cashiers. But
I didn't know this podcast was going to bring so much PTSD. Seriously.
I know. Here we are. And here we are. This is the reason why we're doing it.
No. Yeah. They're enclosed in there.
Oh, man.
With the stench.
Yeah. Oh,
with
gosh.
The reek of retail.
All right. So
all
listen
them.
Up. If you use recyclable bags, right?
Wash them.
Wash them. Yeah.
Wipe them out if they're plastic. Yeah. Throw them in the laundry if they're fabric.
Yeah,
my God,
I'm all
people.
About the save the planet and stuff. But,
yes.
You know, use a little water and soap. And,
yes.
Yep.
Please wash
and
your reusable
bags. And don't
eat
beans before shopping. The people working at the store.
Beans. Too many tacos.
No, wait. No. No. We like tacos.
We like tacos. They don't give us farts. Never.
No. Ever. Am I going to Taco Bell later?
Not Taco Bell. It's the worst. I feel it for like 3 days.
Oh, that's awesome.
You got to go for the real stuff.
Yeah.
the real stuff. There was a couple coworkers that got terminated because they were doing the dirty.
I thought you were going to say because they smelled.
They probably did. That's probably
attention.
How they got caught. Somebody smelled it. Anyways, so yeah, they both get let go, and they were both managers, whatever. They didn't work at our store. At this time, I had moved out to the gas station of the store that I worked at. It had a connecting gas station, and I was the manager out there, and I had this really awesome Frito-Lay vendor, and his name was Ray. Frito-Ray, if you're out there, hello, I miss you. Anyways, he was the best vendor, you know, like, because sometimes you get these really grumpy vendors come in and they're like, I hate my job and I don't want to stack up the 12 packs. And it's like, it's your job, do it, you know, whatever. So anyways, all of a sudden Frito Rey disappears and here comes this certain coworker that had gotten terminated for doing the dirty with another coworker. And I was like, what the hell is this guy doing here? You know, like, how dare you take Frito Rey's job? You do not deserve Frito Rey's job.
No way.
No. I was devastated.
Oh,
terrible.
Gosh, that's terrible. No, was his name really Ray?
Yes.
Oh. What if he was like, no one's ever called me that before? And you were like, well, why? Because my name is Bill. Okay, so it was truly Ray.
His name was Ray.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I came up with the Frito Ray.
That's very
He said
clever.
Nobody ever called him that before. I couldn't believe it. I questioned it. Like, nobody's ever called you Frito Ray? And he's like, no. And I was like, raise your name, right? He's like, yeah. I'm like, well, what the hell?
Oh, I wonder what he's doing now.
I think he's still working for Frito.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just got put on a different route.
Mm-hmm. Holy cow, we talked about a lot of stuff today.
Yes, we did.
Oh, it was fun. I mean, this is just the intro anyways.
Right.
Just to kind of get people to laugh with us a little bit and see what we're about and talk about us because...
Get more people to understand what a clopin is.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
In case you ever overheard people talking about that, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Not a clopin set. Not a clopin set.
No.
No, thanks.
That was too confusing.
Yeah. Scientific stuff for me.
No, we don't know that.
No, not in retail. No. So. All right, so I think we're going to make sure that our podcasts are out every Friday morning because most retail people work weekends, so you're going to need something to listen to, right?
Get you through the weekend, make you laugh.
We'll be on all the major platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. So we just thank you so much for the chance to let us have some fun. And
this make you laugh, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. I know, I laughed. So.
I laugh a lot.
Yeah, and we'll figure out what we're going to talk about next week and go from there.
I'm pretty excited.
Check us out. Right now we're on Instagram, The Clopin Effect, a retail podcast. We'll post about it. Send us what you think.
If you have any ideas of things you want us to talk about, too, post
Heck
them
yeah.
there.
Yeah, send us some messages.
Maybe we'll read
post
it on
Instagram.
The podcast.
Share our shit.
We said shit.
Over and over again, so. All right, thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
This podcast is brought to you by NameTag Productions, LLC. Entire podcast, unless otherwise stated, written by the hosts. Drums, written and performed by my son, Steven. The Clopin Effect, a retail podcast. If we have to be all in this together, we might as well make it fun.